Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to our BetMGM ambassador, Chris Chelios. Join us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Chris, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
We're getting fired up.
It's hockey season.
Yeah, well, that's part of it, but
yeah,
okay, let's start with that.
Well, camp's starting any day now. I guess today they're going to announce, or they've already announced, you know, Nick Foligno being the captain of the Hawks, which is great. Congratulations to him. It's a great honor. And, yeah, it's exciting. I'm heading there today to the practice arena to go for a press conference for Nick. So it's just around the corner, exhibition games in about 3-4 days. So looking forward to it.
I kind of was hoping they'd name Connor Bedard captain. I don't know why, you know, just because Taser was the 19-year-old captain. I just thought it'd be fun to get to it because he's the guy that's going to be here and be here a long time. That's not taking a shot at anybody. I just wonder why that is delayed. It eventually will happen.
I just think because of his age, and it's a lot to put on a kid. You know, I remember when I was named captain of Montreal, I was 26. And I don't think I was ready for it. It really affected the way I played. But I think there's no question it's Connor's team for the future. What a great year he had last year. And I think it's a good choice. You know, Foligno's there to just help him, mentor him, and take that burden off of him of all the pressure, especially with the way things went last year. They faced so much adversity. So, again, it's no question, Connor's team, but this, I think Foligno's going to help him out, and eventually he'll grow into Connor, we're saying, is going to grow into a leader and a captain.
Charlie, I wonder if they made that decision because they figure they're going to be better than they were a year ago, and this is more than just about developing young talent, developing leadership skills for Connor Bedard, who already has many. But I wonder if this is a nod toward, okay, you got a veteran captain because you have a veteran roster, and this is going to be a team that contends or thinks about at least trying to make a run for the playoffs.
Yeah, there's no question. It's not the rebuild is over. They bring in Teravainen. You know, Taylor Hall was hurt last year quite a bit. Anastasio hurt. You bring up Patty Maroon for some toughness. The signing of Martinez back in the deep. This is a team that they're hoping, you know, is going to make a good run this season and get in the playoffs. And then, you know, like I've said before, anything can happen in the playoffs, but I would think they're, you know, they have every intention of trying to make a run for the playoffs. And if they can make some more moves to improve during the season, depending on the way it's going, they're going to do that.
Chris, how is the bear season treating you? Are you ready to come out? That you just answered it. There you go.
I'm not going to quit on him yet, though. I still think the Bears' defense, obviously, been the bright side of what's going on so far in the first two games. But, again, you talked about Kalen Williams said he wasn't nervous. Well, if he's not nervous, he's scared, you know what. So, but, again, not going to put the blame on him yet. He doesn't make the offensive line look good. Everybody kind of want to – they've been picking on the offensive line for years, but – you know, you watch when Badgett came in last year. He didn't get sacked. You still have to have some pocket presence, and he'll figure that out, Williams, hopefully. And the coaches, too, have got to make it a little easier on him, but I still can't understand why they're not making Komet a bigger target for him and make it easier on him. He's a foot bigger than everybody covering him, and he's, you know, those tight ends are open most of the time, and at least it's an outlet for the kid when he's got pressure on him.
Scale of 1 to 10, where's your confidence level in Caleb Williams right now?
5. How's that? I'll give him a 5. Like I said, it's too early. I think back when I started and my confidence wasn't good. It took about 12, 13 games for me to get going. So I can only compare it to my experience. So hopefully that's the case. And he still seems to have that, you know, he talks a pretty good game and knows he's got to be better. But the speed, you know, that speed that he's not used to, it's just a matter of time before if he can adjust to it, because it's definitely, it's like playoff hockey. There's guys that could play great regular season, but they can never get that next gear for playoffs. So it just remains to be seen if he's got that in him.
Okay, same question, only the offensive line. Where's your confidence level?
Like I said, I just think they'll be better when he gets better. He still has to be aware of stepping up or stepping back or, you know, there's a couple plays there where he had no chance where, you know, the guys were on him right away. But if he had half the amount of sacks, it's much better than, you know, what happened. So I just think that they're going to get better too, but he has to help them out, and the coaches too, with the play calling.
Will the Bears beat the Colts?
Nope.
Oh,
you picking the Colts?
Well, I don't know. I just the road and the way things are in their confidence. Who knows? One game could turn things around for Caleb and the Bears. So I want them to win, obviously, but right now they're struggling.
Thanks, Chris. God bless you. Always fun to talk.
Good stuff,
Kelly. You want me to change it? I could change my
opinion. No. I'm not disappointed.
You
David
pick the Bears
is.
All the time. I'm just surprised you were so definitive.
He's watching.
Yeah. I want them to win, but yeah, I don't like their chances right now. But anyway, it could turn quick, so
maybe,
hopefully it will.
Maybe they beat the Rams if the Rams can suffer a couple more injuries.
Yeah, just anything can happen, right? So, yeah. But anyway, I'll be cheering for those Bears again this weekend. Unfortunately, you can't cheer for the Cubs anymore. It looks like they're out of it. So
they're done.
That's a rough one.
That's too bad.
Thanks, Chris.
Anyway,
great catching up, buddy.
Take care, you guys.
That's Chris Chelios.
Wow. That was surprising. He usually is Mr. I'll pick the Bears every week.
Pretty positive, but
yeah, and his scale of 1 to 10, he's a 5.
They've pushed him.